So I want to welcome you, my sisters and my sorors, to our third prayer call this month. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for just availing yourself of this time to share in prayer with us. I want to start us off with Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4 in the New Living Translation. It says, I will praise the Lord at all times. I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. We thank God for our time of prayer today. Our prayers will be led by Sora Danita Blimbush and Sora Natasha Brown Terry. We thank God for their servanthood and for their volunteering for this time of prayer. Now I will turn it over to them.
Good morning, Sora. I will read a few Bible verses. First one from St. John, and it will be chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And Ephesians 6, 10 through 14. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, and ye may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Let us clear our minds and trust on God's protection and covering. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you asking you for your peace that surpasses all understanding, your protection, love, and guidance. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. These are trying times, and we ask that you remove any doubt or fear and replace it with faith. Lord, we worship and praise you for who you are. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst. We are asking for your protection, Lord. These have been some rough weeks and probably rougher weeks to come, but you are still God, and you sit high and look low. You are a healer, a protector, a sustainer, a doctor in the sick room, and the lawyer in the courtroom. You can do anything and be all the things that we need. Lord, we thank you and ask you to protect us all from this virus and bless those who have been affected. Heal their bodies in a mighty and special way. Let us focus on you, Lord, and please remove the name coronavirus from our vocabulary and replace it with you, Jesus. Let us shift our ways of walking, talking, and thinking. We need to get closer to you, God. Words have power. So if we speak your name, we will be protected from anything that is set out to steal, kill, and destroy. Lord, we ask that you put your mighty hand of protection over us and guide our minds and hearts. You are the center of our joy and the source of our strength. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. No weapons formed against us shall prosper. Lord, we speak blessings over our lives. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise for all the things you have already done, are doing, and getting ready to do in our lives. Lord, thank you for your sacrifice of your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins and for rising on the third day with all power in his hand. Lord, help us to live a life that is pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Soros, may the Lord bless and keep you and your families. Now, Soros, Danita Winbush will bless us with an encouraging word.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Yahweh, we adore you, Soros, as we receive the prayer of protection. In the same like manner, I like to offer this for consideration. This thought, there is time for a shift in the atmosphere. There is time for a shift in the atmosphere. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the risen Savior, I come to you today to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your kindness that has brought us to yet another day. Thank you, Lord, for your love and your faithfulness. Oh, God, we thank you that the bed we lie in last night was not our cooling board. Oh, God, we thank you today for pricking our hearts, Lord, for guiding us to this place of worship, Father God. We thank you for your love and your faithfulness. We thank you for accepting us as we are, for our transforming selves, Lord. We come to you saying thank you, Lord, for creating us as your likeness. Lord, it is as we prepare to share that which you have given. I present myself before you, my body, my soul, and my spirit. Oh, God, allow us all to receive the word from on high to provide that which is needed at this appointed time. Allow us all to fall prostrate before you, O God, yielding and praying and giving you all that troubles us mentally, physically, spiritually, financially. And for that, we're going to say thank you in advance for the victory. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The foundational scripture, Ephesians 3:20 says, God is able to do far more than we could ever ask or even dream that he could ever do. So it is time for a shift in the atmosphere. We're going to remove the word, like my sister said, COVID or the Rona or whatever you want to call it, but it's time to call on a different name, Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us the temptations that come into our lives are no different from what others have experienced before, and we know that things have happened before. And God saw us through. He told us to be faithful, and he will keep the temptation from becoming so strong that we can't handle it or stand up against it. So with this thing that they're naming, we're going to have a shift in the atmosphere. We're going to call on the name of God so that when you are tempted, he's going to show you a way out. We always got a way out. How do we put a shift in the atmosphere? I'm glad you asked. See, it starts with a woman in the mirror. Because we have the ability to see what we say and hear what we do. And I'm going to COB, bring it on back, come on back. We have the ability to see what we say and hear what we do. We have to get back to the basics of the Niue station and dig deep into the Word of God and allow these things of the world to stop taking over what we know to be good, right, and true. Unlike the Bible, we can't search the pages. We've got to read the pages and do a deep dive. When Jesus said he was tempted, his only defense was the Word of God. He said it like this: "It is written." Well, who says that? I guess the one who wrote it. It is written. But you cannot say it is written if you yourself haven't read what was written. Psalms 119 and 11 tells us, "I have hidden the word in my heart that I might not sin against thee." So there needs to be a shift in the atmosphere. So how do we shift yet again? So the second move, we have to identify and admit that something has to be exposed that's caused the universe to stop in its tracks. I mean, everyone is glued to the worldwide digital web, surfing the superhighway, watching and waiting to see what they gonna say next, what's the number, how many numbers. Well, let me direct you to the shift of Matthew 26 and 41 that says, "This is the way." Our shift should be for us to watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Jesus, our risen Savior, said it, not enough just to pray, but also to watch as well as pray. Be your own guards, all right? Proverbs 23 and 7 says it like this: "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Transition. You eat what you are, and you are what you eat. So think on those things and feast on those things which are good and lovely. Bring it on back. COB, come on back. There needs to be a shift in the atmosphere. And shift number three, we need to create an atmosphere where we have a plan to make a choice. And now we know we are all deltas and we're super women and we're all every woman. And we've got an answer and a plan for everything but God. Something has come about that we ourselves can't figure out. There has to be a shift in the atmosphere. We have to plan carefully. We have to pray about everything. The word tells us by prayer and supplication to make our requests known unto God. The shift in the atmosphere. If we don't shift in the atmosphere, we got to do a fourth thing, and that is guard your heart. Why do we need to guard our heart? Because Proverbs 4 and 23 tells us that above all else, we got to guard our heart. Because it affects everything we do. The days are gone when we could say, "The devil made me do it." Back in the 70s, I remember as a child, Flip Wilson played this character called Geraldine. And every time she did something that she wasn't supposed to do, mischievous, or bought something she wasn't supposed to buy, she'd simply say, "The devil made me do it." But it really wasn't the devil. It had to be a shift. Because the devil can't make us do anything. It's on us to study, to show ourselves approved. 2 Timothy 2 and 15, "Unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So COB, come on back. Let's shift the atmosphere and make way for move number five. And move number five, I love it, I love it, I love it. It's praying for deliverance. It's time, it's time, it's time, it's time. Which does not have to be very long. When you pray It don't have to be nothing fancy or long or eloquent or a whole bunch of big words. It can just simply be as Jesus. Jesus. Lord, help us, Jesus. Call on the name like there is no other name. And I tell you the truth, my sorrows, he hears. He hears you when you call. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 tells us our God is faithful. He is faithful. Luke 11 and 10 says, for everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks will find, and to him who knocks, it will be opened. Now I understand clearly in Matthew 5 and 45, it tells us that it will rain. It's going to rain. And it's going to rain on the just as well as the unjust. The sun is going to shine. The S-U-N as well as the S-O-N. But they both are going to rise on the good and the bad. So C-O-B, come on back. Because there has to be a shift in the atmosphere. Do you really need to hear moment by moment what number 45 is saying? Let's check and see what God is saying. Abba, Father. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. There is a shift in the atmosphere, and the sixth shift. As far as we got to refocus our attention. It's time to pull up, make a move, lean back. It's like whatever gets your attention gets you. The battle is not ours. We already know that. But the battle does start in the mind. The only way to win is to abort. Abort the mission and dial back. Because I believe Franklin Covey said the best 21 days makes a habit. So C-O-B. Let's dump, bump, and run. Come on back. Romans 12 and 2 tells us, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to stand against the test. And God will, his will is good and pleasing and perfect. But there has to yet and still be a shift in the atmosphere. And finally, that shift is to find a friend, a buddy. Huddle up. March was Sisterhood Month. And we didn't get a chance to engage like we ordinarily would do. But trust and believe your sister, your sorrows, and certainly the God we all know and worship still loves and adores each and every one of you. There has to be a shift in the atmosphere. So as I tell you these two things, Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10 says, two are better than one, because together they can move more efficiently. That thing that they have said is in the atmosphere is no match for the God we serve. Because I don't know nobody else that can go down and get back up just like that and still have all power in his hands. So the God we serve, my Taurus, he is packing a mighty punch. And he is shifting the atmosphere. Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Tells you he would never leave you nor forsake you. So come on back. Let's shift the atmosphere together. Join me in saying the Lord's Prayer together so that the God we serve will hear it and there could be a shift in the atmosphere. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. God bless you, my soul. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And before we close, we just give God all the glory, the honor, and the praise. And Lord, you sing your word by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving. Let our requests be known to you. So, Father, we have asked and we receive. We thank each and every Sora for bringing your supply of the Spirit on this prayer line on this Holy Saturday. And again, I leave you with, may we receive the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Peace, the Lord says, my peace I give you. And let us receive God's peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed. Amen. Lord. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.